I've always hated parties, and under normal circumstances, never would have attended the one on Saturday. But my life was a mess. I relaxed my standards and stepped into a nightmare. Thursday morning, I was the good doctor, focusing on my patients, determined not to let my own garbage get in the way of work. I kept my eye on the boy. He hadn't yet gotten to the part where he tore the heads off the dolls. I watched him pick up the toy cars again and advance them toward each other in inevitable collision. Caw! The ringing concussion of metal against metal blocked out the whine of the video camera before dying. He tossed the cars aside as if they burned his fingers. One of them flipped over and rocked on its roof like a trapped turtle. He poked at it, then looked up at me, seeking permission. I nodded, and he snatched up the cars. Turning them over in his hands, he examined the shiny undercarriages, spun the wheels, simulated the sounds of revving engines. Voom! Voom! Ka! A little over two, big and husky for his age, with the kind of fluid coordination that foretold athletic heroism. Blonde hair, pug features, raisin-colored eyes that made me think of snowmen, an amber splash of freckles across nose, and chubby cheeks. A Norman Rockwell kid, the kind of son any red-blooded American father would be proud of. His father's blood was a rusty stain on the central divider somewhere along the Ventura Freeway. Voom, ka! In six sessions, it was as close as he'd come to speaking. I wondered about it, wondered about a certain dullness in the eyes. The second collision was sudden, harder. His concentration was intense. The dolls would come soon. His mother looked up from her seat in the corner. For the past 10 minutes, she'd read the same page of a paperback entitled, Will Yourself Successful? Any pretense of casualness was betrayed by her body language. She sat high and stiff in the chair, scratched her head, stretched her long dark hair as if it were yarn, and kept coiling and uncoiling it around her fingers. One of her feet tapped out a non-stop 4-4 beat, sending ripples that coursed upward through the soft flesh of a pale, unstockinged calf and disappeared under the hem of her sundress. The third crash made her wince. She lowered the book and looked at me, blinking hard. Just short of pretty, the kind of looks that flower in high school and fade fast. I smiled. She snapped her head down and returned to her book. Kah! The boy grunted, took a car in each hand, smashed them together like cymbals, and let go upon impact. They careened across the carpet in opposite directions. Breathing hard, he toddled after them. Kah! He picked them up and threw them down hard. Voom! Kah!